For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and good morning. Happy Sunday. We are on the verge of kicking off a new NFL season. I knew this was going to make you happy. I know it makes me excited. And that means a lot of free agency action. We have a lot going on. We've already seen a couple of trades. Deebo Samuel moved to the Commanders. Geno Smith traded to the Raiders, giving them a new quarterback. We've even seen some signings. You know, the two arguably best free agent tight ends off the board, Zach Ertz going back to the Commanders. I was a little surprised about that on a one-year deal. Mike Gesicki going back to the Cincinnati Bengals on a three-year deal. T. Higgins getting the franchise tag, but there are still a lot of free agents out there. So what I wanted to do today was give you a quick look at a couple of guys I am watching as we get ready to go into the new league year, which starts on Wednesday. Legal tampering period officially begins tomorrow, Monday, so we will start seeing even more deals announced then. I think some of these guys may be some of the first dominoes to fall. First, I'm going to look at the first kind of free agent domino in the quarterback ranks, and that is Sam Darnold. You know, he was a one-year, low-money veteran bridge quarterback signed by the Vikings last year, ended up starting the whole year. J.J. McCarthy ending up being injured and out all year. And we really liked what we saw from Sam Darnold. So did the Vikings for the most part. Last two games, final game of the regular season, the wild card playoff game, a little bit rough, and that seemed to spell the end for him. There was a lot of discussion about whether he would be back with the Vikings. He still could end up being back with the Vikings. I don't think he will be. A lot of places are going to be pursuing him. Would he go back to the Jets, the team that originally drafted him? I don't know. Seattle now looking like kind of an interesting opening, especially with Geno Smith on the Raiders. So we will see. I think Sam Darnold is the first big quarterback free agent domino that needs to fall, and off of him we're going to see deals for a lot of different people, including Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, some guys that are out there. But another interesting quarterback domino to me is Justin Fields. You know, this time last year he didn't have a lot of a market. Everybody knew the Bears were going to take Caleb Williams and move on. They ended up having to deal Justin Fields for a very low draft pick to the Steelers. He ended up starting the first few games. Russell Wilson wasn't available. I thought he looked very good, but then not incredible. And then he got benched and lost his job to Russell Wilson. We never heard from him really again the rest of the season. But coming into this offseason, he seems like the one that has more momentum. It seems like he's the one the Steelers would prefer to get back. The Jets very interested in picking him up. He's another guy. I expect a deal to be announced Monday or Tuesday. It's going to be very interesting to see where Justin Fields lands. When it comes to running backs, last year was a historic running back free agent class. This year, not quite as strong, but I am very interested in Aaron Jones. He came over from the Green Bay Packers to the Minnesota Vikings last year, brought a lot of stability to that backfield, and showed that he still had a lot of pop. He actually finished a very strong season.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Looks like a great fit there. He was running back 14 for fantasy purposes. Very steady, solid contributor. Also played all 17 games. A big knock against him had been his durability, but he was there and started all 17 games. Looked like a good contributor. Had a career high in carries. Also managed to get a lot of targets and receptions as well. I think he will be an interesting guy to watch where he lands. One of his alleged top pursuers is the Denver Broncos. Curious to see how the fit is there. Speaking of those Broncos, another running back I'm watching, Javonte Williams. I've loved Williams since he was drafted by the Broncos, but it never really seemed to work out. He also didn't seem to be a great mesh with what Sean Payton wanted to do. Seemed to kind of fall out of favor there in Denver. Now he hits the free agent market. What will that mean for him? Well, a lot of questions. Fair to wonder where they're going to end up going with that. I'm hoping in the right situation, he still has a chance to be a good contributor and return plenty of fantasy value. I still hold on to a lot of shares. He's a guy I'm going to be watching closely. Let's talk for a minute about wide receivers. Some guys like Tyler Lockett have been released and set free. Other guys, you know, I mentioned Debo Samuel traded to the Commanders. Christian Kirk got traded to the Houston Texans. T. Higgins getting the franchise tag. That really clarifies some things here. There are some good studs in the draft, but teams aren't going to just rely on that. Top free agent, I think, in this group now is Chris Godwin. Yes, he was injured, limited to 7 games last year, but in those 7 games, saw 62 targets, caught 50 passes. I think he is probably the best of the free agent wide receivers, a guy whose name I expect to hear announced on Monday or Tuesday, that early frame of the legal tampering period. I think he still has a lot to give. I think he would be an ideal elite number 2 for a team that needs a great complementary piece, but we'll see where he ends up. Another receiver worth watching, Stephon Diggs. His trade to the Texans from the Bills was probably the one of the big watershed moments of last offseason. He started out fairly strong for the Texans, but then, like Godwin, ended on injury. Now he is a free agent. Where does he come back to? Supposedly, the Texans are interested in bringing him back on a team-friendly deal, but he probably still has a little bit in the tank for a good run. You know, could he end up going to a contender that just needs another piece to help put them over the top? Where is he in this rehab process? Been a little bit more quiet about that. But he is a wide receiver name that is out there that I'm watching. A couple other ones, you know, that I'm interested in the wide receiver group. Amari Cooper. You know, Amari Cooper has been very solid and a very good contributor up until last year. He sort of disappeared. There were problems with Cleveland. Then he got traded to the Bills. I thought that was going to be a huge trade for the Bills. And we just really didn't see anything materialize. Was it not a good fit? Was the offensive scheme not quite right? Hard to say. What does he have left? And where is he going to go? What kind of an opportunity is he going to get? I'm going to be curious to see where he ends up. You know, I think there's a non-zero chance that he could go back to Dallas. And I would be curious to see him again opposite CeeDee Lamb in that offense where he thrived with Dak as a complimentary piece. But, you know, going to be watching to see where some of these guys end up. The most exciting thing is free agency is here. The new league year is here. I will be back next week talking about some of the big deals that we are getting. Hopefully we have some fun with that. Until next time, I hope you guys have a wonderful week.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.